That was a clip from I Am Here off of The Wizards of Winter's The Magic of Winter's album. This is Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at dysfunctional.com, and today we have an interview with actor and co-writer of the Latina Christmas special, Maria Russell.
I have been hearing a lot of good things about this. What's your perspective? How do you feel coming to a bigger stage?
Well, it's amazing. I don't know if they told you the story of how it happened, but we did it 2 years prior in a small little theater. It was kind of like an experiment, you know, just to, she wanted to hire her friends, you know, really talented, of course, friends. So, you know, and we all individually wrote it, and every show, we oversold every single show. And we didn't have a publicist, we didn't have a director. It was just something that people, you know, really connected to, all the stories. So when I worked with Jeffrey on CSI, I've known him since then, and I had him come to the show last year, and he was like, oh no, there's a big window of opportunity here. He's like, who do I talk to? I want to take it. And we had a few offers for, you know, to do something with it, but he's the one that, you know, we really connected with, obviously, and to come here, it's kind of like a pinch me feeling, because, you know, they're producing us, and, you know, the reputation that this theater has as well, it's really, you know, it's quite amazing. So it's like, even when you think that, it's like, what? We have a director, we have a set designer, we have a lighting designer, we have a music designer, what? It's crazy. You know, and it's so exciting because people, there's already a buzz about it, and, you know, a lot of people know about it, so it's very exciting. Very, very exciting.
Before it was you three directing each other.
Yes.
Helping each other out. Now with a director and all this, do you feel like there's a lot less control you guys have over it?
Yes, and that's, it's a great thing and not so great thing because it's what we're used to, you know, well, no, I don't like that. Well, change it. Well, I'm going to change that. No, what? You know, it's just amongst us. And now we have a director, so sometimes we're still in our, you know, own little world of like, no, no, this is funnier. Do this. Like, he's like, hello? I'm right here. Director's right here. I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry. So it's a hard habit to break, and especially when you wrote it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's a published piece and we're doing, you know, somebody else's work. It's our own work. So there's a lot of, you know, growing pains and a lot of like, I don't like this, you know, and now it's different because you have to, you know, have respect and for your leader and your director and trust too, because sometimes you're like, okay, I'm going to trust you. I trust you. Okay. Just surrender, you know?
Yeah. So how has Jeff helped bring your part and, you know, more into who you are? Like, I heard that he helps bring out what you're kind of holding back.
Yeah, because there's, even though we're keeping the same concept, it's just on a different level now. You know, all the in-between stuff, instead of it being three strictly, you know, three monologues, there's a lot going on before, middle, and end, you know, before each one. And then also, yeah, touching on things that are really, you know, that's really scary. And, you know, I don't do a ton of theater. I work strictly, you know, mostly in TV and in movies. So it's a completely different forum to really, you're not only doing a play, but you're doing a play essentially about yourself. So you're exposing, you know, a lot about oneself, you know, and a lot of things that, you know, I'm like, God, I don't want to go there, but no, it'll be good because it'll help people. And, you know, even though it's a feel-good play and, you know, you leave, you feel really good. There's a lot of fun. It's passion. There's a lot of stuff going on. But also it touches your heart and stuff where, you know, people can really relate and go, I felt like that, you know, and they feel like a release. But, yeah, it's like sometimes going to those places where, like, I don't know if I want to go there. But it's good. It's good, too, you know.
Do you feel that having Latina in the title kind of narrows people's idea of what to expect?
Well, here, I'm half, right? I'm half Mexican, I'm half Lithuanian. So I kind of have like this different kind of view on it. Like the Latina part of me is like, it's super fun, I'm vibrant, I have a lot of life in me. And I think that's the part that people don't really, maybe don't, not only not know, but don't understand really. You know, so we talk about, you know, different concepts and different things about, like, the, you know, being Latina, that people are like, no way, really? That's interesting. A lot of facts that it, you know, and it's also very beautiful. There's a lot of, you know, beauty in our culture that people don't really, not only know, but don't understand. That's the part. Not know, but understand. And I think what we do is we make people understand. And that's, like, the really cool and beautiful part of it. Because you leave and you're like, oh, man, I never knew that about, you know, Mexicans. I never knew that about Cubans. I never knew that about, you know, that you know, the culture. So it's just, I love that part of it. And I don't think it narrows it down. I think what happens is because people are very like, ooh, Latina, what is this? I love it. Because it is. It just, it exudes, like, such fun and power and love and drama. You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what we are.
It seems like it.
Yes!
Okay, you went from having 4 shows the first year, 9 shows the second year, and now 20 shows. How do
it's
you feel that's going to...
23.
23?
Because we're doing, if you count, the preview nights, too.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, like official, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
How do you feel about that?
Woo! It's amazing, really. And also, like, that's the part of it where... It's really just kind of, like, unbelievable. I don't know if Diana told you, but we're LA Times already. We haven't even shown the show, and LA Times, we're already in the headline. We're the first one in the calendar section. It's crazy, you know? So there's a lot of buzz around us, and it's like, wow, 20 shows. 20 freaking shows. It's crazy, but exciting. I mean, crazy in a good way. Crazy that... Mm-hmm. You know, it was just this little show. Just this little show, and people loved it. And, you know, we didn't have a publicist. It was literally through our friends, family, Facebook, social media, and we didn't know nothing. You know, so it's just like, just to kind of see, we've already sold out tonight. Like, it's just, it's wild. And I think why, though, is because you don't have to be Latin, you don't have to be a man, a guy, it doesn't matter. Just, it touches your soul. It touches your heart, you know, but you laugh and it makes you feel good. You leave feeling really good, you know, and I think that's, I don't know, you can say that about too many shows, you know, where
yeah.
You leave and you're like, I feel good right now. I feel really great. That made me feel good. Let me call my mom right now. Let me call my sister. You know, it gives you that kind of feeling. And I think that's, like, the beautiful part, but we didn't know we were doing that, impacting people like that, till everyone after the show, like, they're crying. But they're like, I'm not crying because it's sad. I'm crying because I'm happy. It makes me feel good. I related to each and every one of you. And that's the thing. We're all, the three of us are so completely different, yet so the same in so many ways. You know, it's really beautiful. It's different, too. It's different.
Latino Theater Company presents the Latina Christmas Special at Los Angeles Theater Center, starring Diana Yanez, Sandra Valls, and Maria Russell, from November 21st to December 20th, directed by Jeffrey Rivas. Check out more from me at dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media, at dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and check out more of my interviews here on Audioboom. Dreaming on.